Maseches Baba Basra, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Hey, Elu Dvarim, Sheyesh Lam Chazak. The Mishnah is talking about a courtyard that is shared by two partners. And the din is that for certain purposes, one shutter can stop the other shutter from using the chazar for that purpose. Now the Mishnah is telling us that if the shutter went ahead and used the chazar for that purpose for a period of 3 years, he would have a chazaka to continue using the chazar for this purpose. He would be believed that the other shutter sold him the right to use the chazar for this purpose since he's been doing it for 3 years without any protest from the other shutter. The elu dvarim she'ein lahem chazaka. But for certain purposes, even if one shutter was using the chazar for this purpose for a period of 3 years, he would not have a chazaka to continue using the chazar for this purpose. He would not be believed that the other shutter sold him the right to use the chazar for this purpose. Hayamamid behema b'chazar tanar v'kirayim v'rechayim. If one shutter kept his animal in the chazar, or he kept an oven or a stove or a mill in the chazar, all these things he did for a period of 3 years. Or he raised roosters in the chazar, or put his fertilizer in the chazar for a period of 3 years. Even so, he does not have a chazaka to continue using the chazar for any of these purposes, as even though the other shutter had the right to stop him from using the chazar for one of these purposes, since it's common that one shutter would allow the other shutter to use the chazar for one of these purposes, as these things don't generally disturb very much the other shutev, so therefore we do not believe that the other guy bought the right to use the chazar for this purpose, since it's very likely that he never bought the right, just that the other shutev did not stop him from doing so, since it did not disturb him. But if one shutev kept his behema in the chazar and made a fence that was 10 tefachim high for the behema, or he kept his oven or stove or mill in the chazar and he made a fence for one of these things that was 10 tefachim high, hichnis tarnegolim l'toch habayis, or he brought roosters inside a house that was shared by the two shutevim, v'asa makam l'zivlo amok shlosha okavor shlosha haredu chazak, or he made a storage area for his fertilizer that was either 3 tefachim deep or 3 tefachim high, for any one of these purposes, he would have a chazaka to continue using the chazaka for this purpose if he was using the chazaka for one of these purposes for a period of 3 years without the other shutev protesting. The reason being, as if one of the shutev uses the chazaka for one of these purposes, generally the other shutev would be disturbed by it and would protest, and since here we see that he was using the chazaka for one of these purposes for a period of 3 years without the other shutev protesting, we believe him that he bought the right to use the chazaka for this purpose so he can continue using the chazaka for one of these purposes and the other shutev cannot stop him. The Mishnah is talking about a case where somebody has a house that borders somebody else's chazar, and there are certain usages that are being done in or around the house, on the side of the house, that faces the chazar. These usages might be damaging to the Baal chazar, and the Baal chazar could stop the Baal bayis from doing these usages on that side of the house. But if he does not stop the Baal bayis, and he continues to use the house in this way for a period of 3 years, then for certain things he would have a chazaka, meaning to say he would be able to continue doing it since the Baal chazar didn't protest until now. But for certain usages, he would not have a chazaka. Now the Mishnah tells us that if he has a marzeh, which is a small pipe that is attached to the end of the gutter, that this marzeh is pointed towards the chazar, and rainwater pours from the marzeh into the chazar, there is no chazaka as to which direction the marzeh is facing. Now the Baal chazar could tell the Baal bayis that he wants the marzeh pointed to a different direction of his chazar, but there is a chazaka to the actual marzeh, meaning to say that he cannot stop the Baal bayis from having the marzeh point into his chazar. Since the marzeh has been pouring rainwater into his chazar for 3 years, he can no longer stop the Baal bayis from pointing the marzeh towards his chazar. Hamatchila yesh lo chazaka. A matchila is a long gutter that runs the length of the roof. If for 3 years this gutter has been pouring rainwater into the other guy's chazar, the Baal chazar can no longer stop him from having the matchila point into his chazar. Sulam Hamitri Ein Lo Chazaka. Velatsayri Yesh Lo Chazaka. A Sulam Hamitri is a small ladder with less than 4 steps. Now, if every time the Baal Bayis wants to climb up on his roof, he puts a small ladder into the chatur, leans it up against his house in order to climb up. If he's doing this for 3 years, if the ladder that he's using is a sulam hamitri, he does not have a chazaka to continue putting the ladder into the other guy's chatur. The reason being, since it's a small ladder, generally the Baal chatur wouldn't mind too much that he puts the ladder in his chatur every time he wants to climb on the roof. There is no raya from the fact that he's been doing this for 3 years, that he bought the right to do so from the Baal chatur, and the Baal chatur can now stop him from doing so if he chooses. But if the ladder that he puts into the other guy's chatur to climb up on his roof is a sulam hamitri, a very large ladder, then if he's been doing it for 3 years, then he can continue to do so. He has a chazaka, and since it's a large ladder, generally the Baal chatur would mind that he would do this, and since he didn't protest for 3 years, he must have bought the right to do so, and he can continue to do so. Chalain hamitris ein lo chazaka, v'latzuris yesh lo chazaka. If the Baal Bayis builds a window into the side of the house that faces the chatur, now this is hezekri, it is damaging to the chatur that the Baal Bayis could now look into his chatur. There's a loss of privacy for him. So therefore, he could stop the Baal Bayis from building a window into the side of the house that faces the chatur. But if he does not protest, and the window is facing the chatur for 3 years, if the window is a small window, called a chalon hamitris, it's too small to stick your head through the window, and it's also 4 amos above the floor of the house, then there is no chazaka to this window. And even though he did not protest for 3 years, the reason being is because it's a small window, he didn't mind that much. And even after 3 years, he could block the window if he chooses. He can build up a wall against the window. There's no chazaka to that window, and the Baal chatur could block it out. But if the window that he built on the side of the house is a chalon tsuris, a large window that a person can stick his head through the window, this is very damaging to the Baal chatur, as it creates a big loss of privacy for him. And since he didn't protest for 3 years, there is a chazaka to the window. He must have bought the right to point the window towards the chatur, and the Baal chatur could no longer block out the window. Now, if the window is within 4 amos from the floor of the house, then even if it's a small window, he would have a chazaka for that window. And since it's so close to the floor of the house, it's very easy to look through the window into the other guy's chatur. And if he didn't protest for 3 years, it must be because he bought the right to build a house, to build a window towards the chatur. What would be considered a chalon hamitris, a small window that would not have a chazaka? Any window that's too small for a person to stick his head through the window, that's a chalon hamitris, and there would be no chazaka for that window. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, im yesh la malbin, af al pi she'en rosho so'odom yachol likanes l'tocho. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the window has a frame, so even if the window is too small to stick your head through the window, ha'rezu chazaka, there would be a chazaka for that window, and since it has a frame, so then it would be considered a more established window, and he would have protested if the other guy did not buy the right to build a window on that side of the house, so he could no longer protest since the window has been there for 3 years. Haziz atepa yesh lo chazaka v'yachol limchos. Pachas mitepach ein lo chazaka v'ein yachol limchos. If somebody had a ledge that sticks out from the side of his house over the other guy's chatur, if it sticks out a tepach, there is a chazaka to that ledge. And since it's a tepach into the chatur, it's very easy to go stand up on that ledge and appear into the other guy's chatur. That would be very damaging to the Baal chatur. It would be a loss of privacy, and since he didn't protest for 3 years, he must have bought the right to that ledge. But he would be able to stop him from having a ledge like that in the first place if he wanted. But now that he did not stop him for a period of 3 years, now there is a chazaka to that ledge, and he can't build up something against the ledge that would stop him from using that ledge. If the ledge sticks out less than a tepach over the other guy's chatur, then there would be no chazaka to that ledge. The Baal chatur would be able to build up something next to that ledge that would stop him from using the ledge, but he would not be able to protest in the first place from the Baal Bayis building a small ledge like that on the side of the house over the chazir, since the ledge sticks out less than a tefach, he can't really climb up in that ledge to peer into the other guy's chazir, so it's not really all that damaging to the Baal chazir that he has this ledge, so he cannot stop him from building a small ledge like that over the chazir, but he could build up something against that ledge that would stop him from using the ledge at all.